Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Gulbati Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy patrons who support us here on Patreon. And you inexplicably made it all the way through our Batman and Robin episode and said, boy, I'd like some more of that.
Hey, I just want to say to our patrons right now that I really appreciate your support on Patreon. Thank you so much. And if you have a friend out there that you think would enjoy some of these extra podcasts, let them know.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, cool. Ashley, today we are talking about Batman. What do you think the title of the fifth Batman movie would have been? I said it in the last episode. Do you remember?
Batman Triumphant.
Incorrect.
Batman Unchained.
Everybody thinks it's Batman Triumphant. It's Batman Unchained. Although I think Batman Triumphant's a better title. And it fits more into the Batman Forever, Batman Returns.
I agree.
It's an interesting title. Okay, so let's talk about this movie, Ashley. Real quick, let's say that 1997's Batman and Robin didn't bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers comes to you. Joel Schumacher comes to you, Ashley, and they say, hey, Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Yes.
Who is
Joel Schumacher?
Around under 10.
Yes.
In 1998.
Yes.
We want you to write the fifth Batman movie. We want you to write Batman Unchained. What would you do based on the four movies?
I would try to tell a version of Nightwing. Of Nightwing Year One.
So you turn Chris O'Donnell into Nightwing.
I would maybe with elements of Knight's Quest. That's like the Alfred and Nightwing story where he gets the in between the Disco Wing and the beloved Nightwing costume, the one with the yellow highlights. And Alfred is more involved with him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Well, the idea is that Alfred is dead now. So the idea is the whole
Alfred's not dead.
Well, but the whole reason about the Michael Gough storyline is that he would no longer be in any more Batman movies.
Oh,
that was going to be his finale. So you would not have an Alfred in this movie.
Didn't know that.
Mm. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm the executive. Sorry, I didn't mean to totally ruin your movie.
Well, that's fine. Then we can just cut the Alfred stuff.
Who would you do for villains?
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like if you're going Nightwing Year One.
Sure. Blockbuster. Okay. Blockbuster. Fun fact, Blockbuster was not even a Nightwing villain in 1998. But sure, go for it. I know you have future sight, so that's why I'm not throwing
it's
it down.
Hard. Okay. Is there a Catwoman in this universe?
Yes, Selina Kyle. Michelle Pfeiffer was in Batman Returns.
Okay. But that was a different Batman.
These are all technically in the same continuity.
That's stupid.
Although they don't really reference each other that much.
Well, because if you were going to do... If I would love to do the emergence of Nightwing, because to me that is the logical conclusion. And I would love to see like Nightwing moves to Bloodhaven, which is like the borough that's across the river or something from Gotham, right? And like sets up his camp there. So to me, the like mirror, the A-plot has to be the Batman plot. So what's the next step in Batman's life? Well, it's a little convoluted to bring in another Robin, you know, because there's two Robins in one movie.
In this movie too.
No, Batgirl goes back to England. She's
nope,
so sad.
I'm the executive. You have to use Batgirl.
So to me, the next logical growth for Batman is to have Selina Kyle come and they unmask and explore like in Hush.
Ashley, I will say I love your ideas.
Uh-huh.
No way any of your ideas are getting greenlit in 1998.
Why not?
I just think you're too progressive for where this franchise was in the 90s.
Then my other...
Everything you're pitching me, I love.
Then my other pitch would be if it has to be Batgirl, like if I have to have...
You have to use Batgirl.
Does it have to be Alicia Silverstone?
It has to be Alicia Silverstone.
I can't recast
She's
it.
Signed for three movies. You got to use her.
Then I would maybe pitch making her female Robin and giving her a version of Carrie Kelly's costume.
Can I, as the executive, give you an alternate pitch and then I'm going to tell you what they were going to do?
Sure.
I think your idea of moving Dick Grayson on is a great idea.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make it the main plot line.
No, it would be the B plot, but I'm trying to figure out what to do with Batman and you keep telling me no.
So what I would say is that just give Robin some sort of exit.
Uh-huh.
And then we can spin Chris O'Donnell into the Nightwing movie.
But I don't know if the executives would say, well, he signed for three movies and this is the third movie, so he's got to be a big part of it.
No. I mean, you can still have... What you would do is you make this Batman and Robin's final adventure.
Yeah, something like that.
And then at the end of the movie, he's like, I'm going to Bloodwaven. And Batman gives him a hug and a kiss and a pat on the butt and says, good job, chum. Okay, so let's talk about what they were actually going to do. Because I think this will give you an idea of what the 90s movie makers were thinking.
Yes. Now, also in defense of my pitches, I wasn't writing in the 90s.
Well, that's
don't tweet me.
No. And that's why I said, like, I like your ideas.
Yeah.
I just think you have the benefit of seeing the last 20 years of Batman storytelling.
Yeah.
Whereas the guys in 1997 did not. So Joel Schumacher had planned to make Scarecrow the big villain
that's who I pitched.
Of Batman Unchained. And he already had it cast.
This is going to be awful, isn't it?
You're not going to like this choice. Nicolas Cage.
I hate that choice.
He had already confirmed. They sent a 150-page treatment. I'm getting this from Den of Geek, by the way.
He ruined Superman. You're going to let him ruin Batman?
They sent a 150-page treatment of this movie to Nick Cage. So that's the reason why they know they call it Batman and Chain. The idea was to make it very dark and to have it be about Batman learning to conquer fear and to confront the demons of his past. Now, the demons of his past would also include the legacy of the Joker, as the second villain would be Harley Quinn.
Oh, I knew this. Yeah.
Yes. Thus, Harley would develop a vengeful desire to bring down Batman, which would have contrasted with Scarecrow's evil motivation, because Scarecrow would also have a personal vendetta against Bruce Wayne, not Batman, leading Harley and Scarecrow to team up in the third act. Scarecrow would develop a fear toxin, which he planned to use it on Bruce, which would lead Bruce to being locked up into Arkham Asylum. And Batman's time under the influence of the toxin in the asylum would lead to a cameo-filled hallucination sequence.
Did they have a Harley cast? Do you know that? If you don't know, it's fine.
I'm going to see if this article... I do not know. You're a little bit ahead of me.
Sorry.
They were in initial negotiations to bring back Danny DeVito's Penguin, Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman, Tommy Lee Jones' Two-Face, Jim Carrey's Riddler, and... they were negotiating a lot of money with Jack Nicholson's Joker to have them all appear in this insane asylum sequence. So, apparently, at the time of this movie, we would have seen Batman and Robin. The rift would be complete with the idea that the Boy Wonder has left Gotham at the beginning of this movie. Mm-hmm. Batman is on his own, and if Robin comes back to help him in the final sequence.
Okay, so kind of what I...
So you're on the right path.
I was warm.
Yep.
I wasn't hot, but
Bruce
I was
Wayne's
warm.
Fear of bats would have been the central theme of the movie, which you can tell they kept that for Batman Begins.
Can I tell you something? I think that's stupid. You shouldn't be afraid of bats.
I love it.
I don't.
The scene of Christian Bale being surrounded by all the CGI bats in Batman Begins.
That's a great scene.
It's so good.
But I think the idea that Bruce Wayne would be afraid of bats is silly to me.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Because I think the line in Batman Begins is so genius, where he's like, I fear bats. It's time to make criminals fear what I dread.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of the sins of Batman's past would have been plagued through this, like including the deaths of Joker, Penguin, and Two-Face. It was the idea that Joel Schumacher wanted to tie all the films back together. So ultimately, because Batman and Robin bombed, this movie did not happen. But you can see that a lot of this is kept into the other stuff. So, okay, let's...
Excuse me. Jason, I would love, because you didn't have in there, they might not have considered anyone for Harley, but just because Harley is so iconic now, you know 98 Hollywood better than I do. Who would you have reached out to if you were this executive or you were in charge of cast? Is there someone who comes to mind for you?
Okay, so...
it's too bad I think that Uma was Poison Ivy. She'd have been a
great... here's what I do. I can't pull 1997 actresses out of my head. I really...
That's fine.
I can't do it. But what I can do, and this is something that I do, we do it a lot of times at work, where we're casting films that, you know, we're like, oh, who would have played The Watchmen in 1985?
Or who would
have played Indiana Jones in 1995 and Harrison Ford lived? So what I like to do with that, and it's a fun game you can play with your friends, like, oh, what if this movie had been made in a different year?
Yeah.
So I'm pulling up the biggest movies of 1997.
Oh, okay.
And from those movies, I'm going to see if I can pull an actress out of her. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
All right. So these are some of the actresses that they could have pulled.
Okay.
Heather Graham.
Oh.
Who was a big star because of Austin Powers 2.
Yeah, she would have been a choice.
Minnie Driver, who had a big role in Good Will Hunting.
Oh, boy.
There's an interesting choice. There's two other interesting choices. Kate Winslet was a big actress in 1997.
She was probably, honestly, too big a star.
But here's the one who I think they would have cast.
Okay.
Mia Jovovich.
You know what? I don't hate it.
Because
She
just had a big hit with The Fifth Element.
She moves well. And
she's cheap.
And I don't think she's like a great actress.
I think it would have been her.
But I think she's charismatic, yep, and compelling. So she would have been
an interesting choice.
I would have been interested to see it.
Yeah.
It would have been bad.
Batman and Jane.
Would have been interested to see it.
Batman and Jane is such a better title.
I agree.
Yeah. Ashley's looking at her phone right now.
I'm Instagramming right now.
Listeners, please don't take offense by Ashley splitting her attention Instagramming when she should be giving you high quality content. High quality podcast entertainment.
Yeah. Well,
high quality, Ashley.
I was going to say this is free, but this one's not free.
No, it's not. They're lovely.
We love, I love our patrons so much. Yes.
What do you think we dodged a bullet by not getting this Batman 5?
Yes. Do you?
I don't know, because I'll tell you what, that Arkham Asylum hallucination sequence, mm-hmm, sounds awesome.
Do you think it could have been pulled off by this team?
No.
Again, not to shit on anyone.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem right there, is that this team, I don't think, could have pulled off that movie.
Yeah. A different team. Honestly, Aronofsky could have pulled off an Arkham Asylum, like if you're talking about like the comic story or an homage to that, could have pulled that off.
Totally.
But yeah. No, I do think we dodged a bullet, and honestly, it brought us the greatest Batman franchise as a direct rebuttal to
the Nolan trilogy, man.
To this franchise's existence.
Look,
I'm not mad about it.
I'm not either. I'll tell you this. Even with the faults of The Dark Knight Rises,
mm-hmm,
the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy is three of the strongest comic book movies that have ever been made. And yeah, it probably ever will be made.
Yeah. Someday we'll probably talk about our favorite or like top five comic book movies or something. But the Nolan...
It's hard when they keep releasing like 55 million of them a year.
Well, thanks, Marvel.
thanks, Disney.
But... any of the Nolan movies, even Rises, which isn't perfect, they all deserve to be in contention, mm-hmm, on a list like that.
Totally.
There you go.
Cool. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for your support, everybody on Patreon. And you guys are just awesome. We really appreciate you. You know, let us know topics. Let us know things. If you guys like Batman and Robin happened because of a fan,
mm-hmm,
you guys are all our super friends too.
Well, we've done lots of regular podcast episodes at fan suggestions.
Totally. Like, we're down. So, like, give them out, guys. I mean, the worst thing we'll do is just ignore them.
Well, I will say...
which I do lots of the internet.
Our current list of suggestions, just of regular topics, which is not movie or book clubs or reading or anything...
It's 300 long.
It's 400 long.
Holy God.
So,
this
is also why... Many. I'll say it here. I'll say it again. Please only request stuff once. You can request it more you want.
Don't say it to our patrons. They're lovely. They don't do that. No one here has done that. No one. I guarantee it. No one. Not one of them. I can tell you. I know. I know.
I think people think that we're willfully ignoring them, and we're not.
No. We're just peeing in the bat suit. We don't want to stop filming.
Jesus, absolute Christ.
Thank you so much for listening. I am Jason Goodbye, Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.